Today, we are going to explore our study abroad stories, experiences that we want to share digitally with the world.
I'm Emily Faust.
I'm Allie Veet.
And I'm Kerrigan Bain, three students from Elon University.
I'm Allie, and today I'm going to share my story with you, which is centered around my visit to Northern Ireland and the conflict which has taken place there. I studied in Dublin, Ireland, the fall of my junior year at Elon. I traveled all around the country while I was there visiting, but thus far, I think my visit to Northern Ireland was really one of my most impactful trips I took. I was lucky that our program took us on two weekend trips, one out to the west of Ireland and one to Northern Ireland. And on this trip, we visited many scenic places such as Giant's Causeway, the cliffs by the Carrickarid Rope Bridge, and various filming places of Game of Thrones. And while these were beautiful places to visit, I think the most meaningful to me were the tours we took in Belfast and in Derry. In Belfast, we toured the Parliament building, which was at the time suspended as Parliament was having some disagreements, and I thought this was really interesting to learn about. We also took tours of the murals, which I was very excited to learn about, as I had always heard about the troubles from my dad, who is a true history enthusiast.
So did you know much information about the conflict in Northern Ireland prior to your visit?
I would say that I did know a very decent amount, as I grew up sort of being surrounded by Irish Catholic history, as a lot of my heritage from my dad's side of the family is from Ireland. And I think he had always shown me a lot of films and documentaries about the troubles growing up. The Patriot Games was always one of my favorite movies, as actually scenes from it were filmed in my hometown. So I was really excited to go and visit and learn more about the history on a firsthand basis. I was lucky that we took an Irish Life and Cultures class while abroad, and here we did learn about the conflict, but I think actually visiting a place and hearing from people who were involved in it made it very meaningful and personal to me. In Belfast, we took tours of the murals that line people's homes and businesses. We saw both Catholic nationalist murals from a former IRA member who served time in prison, as well as from the Protestant loyalists from a former UVF member. And I thought these murals were just so fascinating, how they still loom over people today. And while the conflict is not really present in a physical manner, it's definitely still in the minds of people. And it was interesting just to feel the aura that the conflict still leaves around. We also visited Derry, where Bloody Sunday occurred, and actually a sibling of one of the 28 people that were shot gave us a tour of the city, and he helped spearhead a new museum that was built there, all centered around Bloody Sunday, and I literally had to be dragged out of the museum because I just wanted to read everything and learn every little bit of information that I could.
So how do you think that this visit to Northern Ireland changed your previously held conceptions of the conflict?
I think it really left a deep personal impact on me because it challenged me to reflect upon my own religious beliefs as I am Catholic. I remember speaking to my dad after our visit and having him tell me, you know, don't find yourself siding with the Catholics, as they did just as many wrong things as the Protestants did. And I just felt like this was such kind of a historic talk to be having with my own dad, you know, conflict of religion. And I just found this to be very meaningful as it challenged me to not make assumptions and do more research on my own to really be able to side with one side over the other and not just base it upon my religion.
Allie, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. It seems as though you really grew emotionally throughout this entire process. This is one story of our three-part series, Study Abroad Stories.